fiat comes from the old English word phaeton. We will use the technical term flatus.
The gas in our intestines comes from several sources. Air we swallow, gas seeping into our intestines from our blood, gas produced by chemical reactions in our guts, and gas produced by bacteria living in our guts.
The composition of flatus gas is highly variable. Most of the air we swallow, especially the oxygen component, is absorbed by the body before the gas gets into the intestines. By the time the air reaches the large intestine, most of what is left is nitrogen.
Chemical reactions between stomach acid and intestinal fluids may produce carbon dioxide, which is also a component of air and a product of bacterial action. Bacteria also produce hydrogen and methane.
Bacterial action is another major source of flatus gas. Bacterial fermentation and digestion processes produce heat as a byproduct, as well as various pungent gases.
The resulting bubbles of gas tend to be small, hot, and concentrated, with stinky bacterial metabolic products. These emerge as notorious warm, silent but deadly flatus, often in amounts too small to produce a good sound, but excelling in stench.
The odor of flatus comes from small amounts of hydrogen sulfide gas and mercaptans in the mixture. These compounds contain sulfur. Nitrogen-rich compounds such as scatol and indole also add to the stench of flatus. The more sulfur-rich your diet, the more sulfides and mercaptans will be produced by the bacteria in your guts, and the more your flatus will stink.
Beans, the so-called musical fruit, contain sugars that we humans cannot digest. The most offensive sugars, known as flatulence factors, are raffinose, stachyose, and verbascose. When these sugars reach our intestines, the bacteria go wild, have a big feast, and make lots of gas.
Other notorious flatus-producing foods include corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, milk, bread, eggs, beer, and raisins. People unable to digest milk due to lactose intolerance will suffer extreme flatulence if they consume dairy products.
On average, a person produces about half a litre of flatus gas per day, distributed over an average of about 14 daily farts.